第32届香港电影金像奖最佳电影寒战。
The best film of the 32nd Hong Kong Film Awards goes to Cold War.
The 2012 Hong Kong police drama Cold War won most of the big awards. Cold War was the first production of directors Long Man Leung and Sunny Luk King Ching. The film not only won the two new directors the title of Best Directors, but also Best Screenplay.Tony Liang Kai-fai, who plays a deputy police chief in the film, picked up Best Actor Award, and it's the fourth time he's won it.
I want to thank my families, my parents, my sister. My two daughters asked me to thank them. I asked them why, and they said they watched Cold War four times.
Other awards Cold War gathered include...Best Original Music, Best Visual Effects, Best Sound Design, Best Film Editing, and Best New Actor. As for Best Actress, Miriam Yang Ching-Hua won the title for her performance in the romantic comedy Love in the Buff. And this singer-turned-actress was so emotional about her honor that she cried on stage and was unable to speak for a while. Yang later said backstage that she did not expect to because Love in the Buff is a small-budget film. The comedy Vulgaria took both the Best Supporting Actor and Actress awards, with Ronald Ching Chiang Kei and Da Da Qian picked up the titles respectively. The mainland film Back to 1942, which was directed by Feng Xiaogang, took the award for Best Film from Mainland and Taiwan.The film's lead actor, Zhang Guoli, called for filmmakers in the mainland, Hong Kong and Taiwan, to settle down and promote Chinese language films together.
It has come to a critical period for Chinese language films. Mainland movies should think about what we should stick to. The same applies to Taiwan films.
As of other awards,The Last Tycoon won Best Original Film Song and Best Costume and Makeup Design. Jackie Chan won his third Best Action Choreography Award with the movie CZ12. The mystery drama The Bullet Vanishes, which also received 12 nominations like Cold War, turned out to be the big loser. The film didn't win any award. For CRI, I'm Xu Weiyi in Hong Kong.